Talofa, and here's the news. The fourth batch of tax refund checks will be released tomorrow, Thursday, July 9th. This batch will include tax refunds for those who filed on April 21st, according to an announcement from the Office of the Treasurer. The first three batches of tax refund checks that were issued covered those who filed on the first day of filing, April 20th. Treasury sources said that 4,500 people filed on that first day. Recipients receive their refund checks through direct deposits to their bank accounts, through the post office, and at the dispersing office located at the Dewa Centre in Pangopango. An autopsy will be carried out on the man killed in the car crash in Taptimu following a police chase of a truck carrying four escaped inmates on June 26. Acting Commissioner of Public Safety, Falanaipupu Tase Sangpoltele, says the autopsy is needed to determine the victim's exact cause of death. He did not know when the autopsy would be conducted, but said that charges would be filed after the autopsy report is provided. The acting commissioner confirmed that one of the four inmates that escaped that night was driving the truck when it crashed following the high-speed chase that started from Leloaloa. He said police units from the Whangatongo, Tafuna and Leone stations were involved in the chase. The four inmates had been picked up that evening by a truck with two men, one of whom was the deceased. He was in the back of the truck with one of the inmates. The other three inmates were in the front of the truck with the owner of the vehicle. Falanaipupu says the incident is being treated as a vehicular homicide case. The American Samoa Cancer Control Plan 2025-2030 was formally launched in a two-day series that began yesterday at the American Samoa Community College Multipurpose Center. Hosted by the Department of Health, the launching signified a substantial achievement in advancing cancer prevention, early detection, treatment, survivorship, and community engagement for the territory. The program opened with an invocation by Reverend Fifalo Aliana, who conveyed messages of faith and encouragement. Director of Health, Dr. Saipale Fuimono, gave welcoming remarks, expressing gratitude to all partners and interagency collaborators whose dedication made the development and launch of the Cancer Control Plan possible. Governor Pulalii Nikolaopula began his keynote address with a moment of silence in honor of all individuals affected by cancer and loved ones lost to the disease. He extended appreciation to every department, agency and organization represented and commended them for their shared commitment to improving health outcomes. He encouraged continued collaboration as American Samoa enters the implementation phase and reaffirmed the government's full support of the initiatives outlined in the plan. Dr. Vatausili Tofaiono, Executive Director of the American Samoa Community Cancer Coalition, provided an overview of the history of cancer planning in the territory. He noted that American Samoa has been without a formal plan for years. He expressed sincere appreciation for every partner whose efforts brought the new plan to fruition. He outlined four key priorities for 2025 to 2030, strengthening policy and systems, achieving measurable targets, ensuring accountability through performance monitoring, and advancing cultural innovation through Samoan-led solutions. The event continued with presentations on the Cancer Control Plan, the American Samoa Cancer Registry, and non-communicable diseases, followed by open discussions, Q&A sessions, and breakout groups focused on prevention, early detection, diagnosis and treatment, and survivorship and quality of life. Recent house fires in American Samoa have left families in need. Blue Sky and South Seas Broadcasting have teamed up to collect assistance for fire victims and invite the public to be part of the effort. Now, through July 19th, you're invited to drop off clothing, personal items and household goods at Blue Sky Nu'uli, the Blue Sky Whangatongo Kiosk, or the South Seas Broadcasting Studios in Tafuna. Every item helps a family rebuild. Monetary donations are also accepted. Plus, with every text and call you make through July 19th, you contribute 1 cent, and that penny goes straight to the families who need it most. To make the giving stretch even further, Blue Sky will match every cent. DXN Limited, a prefabricated modular data center specialist, has been awarded a contract valued at about $1 million Australian dollars by the American Samoa Telecommunications Authority for the design, manufacture, delivery and commissioning of a cable landing station. Under the agreement, DXN will design, engineer, manufacture, test, ship and install a CLS solution for Astica. Under the agreement, the company will provide a cable landing station for the Levasa cable connecting American Samoa to the Bulikula cable trunk and onward to Fiji and French Polynesia. Shalini Lagruta, the managing director of DXN, commented, "We're delighted to have been selected by the Astica for this important telecommunications infrastructure project. This award reflects DXN's proven capability to deliver high-quality, prefabricated, critical infrastructure solutions for telecommunications operators and government customers throughout the Asia-Pacific region." And Governor Pulalii Nikolaopula has appointed new members to the re-established American Samoa Fisheries Task Force. The task force is re-established as an advisory body to the governor, and it'll provide coordinated strategic recommendations on fisheries development, economic sustainability, regulatory coordination, marine resources access, commercial and small boat fisheries, long-term planning, regional fishery management matters, and international tuna negotiations. The members are Edgar Feliciano, Joe Hamby, Keith Arsoon, Matthew Hall, Brett Butler, Tautasi Achisoliai, Stuart Shikami, Taulapapa Will Sword, and Dr. Domingo Okavilo. That's the news.